Studying in school can be hard, but the process that works is actually pretty straightforward. First, you read all the material and attend all the lectures. Second, you do practice in ways that mirror what's going to be on the final exam. And three, use feedback to figure out what you need to fix. In contrast, in real life, this strategy breaks down because you can't even be aware of all the books that might be useful, never mind actually reading all of them. In an infinite library, choosing what to learn dwarfs any difference in studying efficiency. How to choose what to learn next. Learning in an infinite library is a classic explore-exploit problem. You can choose to browse the library, read a few books, or study one intensively. Time spent doing one activity means less for the others. Unfortunately, explore-exploit problems are intractable. There's no method you can apply that will guarantee you're spending your limited learning time wisely. And while there's no surefire method to optimize the decision about what to learn next, I found a few heuristics helpful for me. Heuristic number one, start with textbooks. The best first book to read in a new topic is usually a textbook. They're written for students, so jargon and necessary concepts are usually explained. They also tend to be balanced in their perspective. Even authors who write polemical treatises tend to give a fair reporting of the field when they're writing the textbook for it. Textbooks also serve three additional functions. One, they introduce you to the basic language and concepts of a field, making it easier to read more specialized books and texts. Second, they provide citations to key papers and research, giving you a further reading list. And three, they introduce terms and technical language, which you can use to search for more reading material. Literature reviews also work the same way. If the topic is too narrow for a particular textbook, you can read a literature review that will summarize it. But they're also often written for academics, and thus they presume a familiarity with the discipline, if not the subtopic that's being reviewed. Heuristic number two. Use specific projects to overcome the effort hurdle. Just reading is often enough. Given that the alternative is often doom-scrolling social media or binge-watching Netflix, solving the problem of simply spending enough total time learning is a major first step. But the gravitational pull of activities is to avoid the effortful parts. It's easier to watch the lectures than to do the practice problems. It's easier to stick to the fun explainer rather than reading the primary sources. Without any forcing mechanism, self-directed learning tends to stick to the surface. The best way to overcome this problem is to establish specific learning projects with particular goals. This has been more successful for me, particularly if I have some prerequisite drudgery that must be pushed through before I can get to a skill or topic that I find naturally engaging. Heuristic number three, follow smart people, save their recommendations. While it's easier to collect books on your bookshelf than to actually read them, the two problems are actually related. I would argue that the major reason people don't read more is simply that they don't have, at hand, any books that they think are particularly interesting. This is a problem that's trivial to solve in today's world. Follow people who regularly write book reviews or post their reading lists. Whenever you get a book recommendation, download a Kindle sample to your phone. Then, whenever you don't have a particular book you're excited about finishing, scroll through and read some of your samples. You won't read most of them, but it will ensure you always have a steady supply of interesting books to read. Heuristic number four, allocate 10% of your time to weird, unfamiliar topics. Now, there's nothing wrong with cultivating particular interests and areas of expertise, but I think there are two factors that make this dynamic self-reinforcing, even if we'd prefer more breadth. First, familiarity with a subject makes it easier to read new books and thus lowering the effort cost. And second, books tend to refer to other books and resources in the same field, populating our future reading lists with material of the same type. One potential counter to this is to deliberately read and study books on topics you know nothing about. Some of my favorite books that have come out of this process include a book about fungus, jazz, and epistemology in ancient China. And it shouldn't just be books. Bookishness itself is a kind of comfort-induced specialization that can be brought in by learning to cook, garden, or immersing yourself in another culture. What about you? What strategies do you use to decide what to read or learn next? Share your thoughts in the comments. Thanks for listening to this episode. If you'd like to get five of my audiobooks for free, just go to scotthyoung.com/podcast.